Welcome to part two of the All About Implementation episode. In part one, we explored what implementation is and what it looks like in modern treaty communities. In part two, we will learn about the implementation review process and the importance of maintaining the spirit and intent of treaties during implementation. Built into the treaty is a schedule of regular implementation reviews, usually every 5 years. These reviews bring everyone back to the table to discuss how things are going and make any necessary adjustments. These regular reviews often include negotiations for additional funding in certain areas, changes in relationships with other governments, or demands that federal, provincial, or territorial governments keep certain promises.
The easy part of treaties is the treaty itself. But when you have to implement, say for example in BC, you have to implement your hydro rights. Well, then you got to go to BC Hydro and negotiate that side agreement, even though the agreement says you have that right. BC Hydro says not really. So now you've got to negotiate those side agreements.
At the heart of an implementation review are the treaty documents. If one side feels the other is not living up to its obligations, the treaty will provide a clear answer, right? Well, sometimes.
Relationship challenges exist everywhere, in every relationship, and modern treaties are no different. There are challenges in terms of implementing them, and I think a lot of it is interpretation, and as treaties are negotiated and entered into effect, people change, whether it's federal government officials, provincial or territorial officials, or modern treaty officials. Not everybody stays in the same position over many, many years that can be required to negotiate and implement a modern treaty. And part of that, that changing landscape is that views change, interpretations change, and modern treaties are often written in a way that is open to interpretation, and it allows for the evolution of society and how people evolve, but it also raises questions around how, what was meant, how things need to be implemented, and that is one of the challenges.
Some treaty obligations are very clearly stated, but others can be interpreted in different ways. That is where the concept of spirit and intent enters the picture. The spirit and intent is about the difference between what the treaty says on paper and what was actually intended by the negotiators. All sides must take spirit and intent into account.
Implementation is often about interpreting an agreement, and often interpreting an agreement that you weren't necessarily around for that negotiation. So you'll often hear the term spirit and intent. So often what happens is when the implementers get to a point, they don't necessarily have the same view on what the spirit and intent of the provisions were. So that can often cause like a conflict between sort of what we believe we should be doing to properly implement a provision.
While some people think of a modern treaty as a divorce, it is actually more like a marriage. And like a real marriage, implementation is the ongoing, long-term process of effectively managing the relationships between partners.
I heard before it described as First Nations and Indigenous people seeing this as like a marriage, signing a marriage with Canada, where they might have seen it as a divorce, where they've signed an agreement and now they don't have to deal with us because it's all laid out in the agreement. But in fact, I think that we view it more of a marriage, and this is how we're going to work together to achieve like a future that in my case, like that the Saatchi people want to see for their region and their people.
Modern treaties are important because they impact your relationship and the relationship of your Indigenous nationship or your Indigenous nation with the state. So by state, I mean the country, Canada. It's federal, it's provincial, it's territorial governments. All of those governments have that entirety of who Canada is, and you and your Indigenous nation have a relationship. And once you sign a treaty, it impacts that relationship and how you deal with each other.
Implementation is challenging work, but the impacts are significant. In the next two episodes, we will look at the impacts of modern treaty implementation and why young people need to get involved in this work